A question for you now, David, from Donald.
What is the electrical charge of the Earth? Does the planet have an excess or a deficit of electrons, or is it electrically neutral?
Well, I admit to having had to look this one up. It depends whether Donald is talking about the solid Earth or the planet Earth, including its atmosphere.
Okay.
The ground beneath your feet does carry a negative charge, and the atmosphere carries a positive charge.
So does that help to keep the atmosphere on?
No, that's gravity.
Right, it's just gravity, so it's not electricity.
It does explain why there are lightning discharges sometimes between the atmosphere and the ground. That's just a current pathway forming that lets the charge neutralise locally.
Okay.
Now, why do we have this charge imbalance? It's very hard to understand, and it's defeating me, but the positive charge on the atmosphere would be because the Earth is receiving charged particles from the Sun all the time. Protons, newly formed hydrogen nuclei, to go back to the previous question, if you like, streaming along magnetic field lines towards the Earth, and some negative particles, mostly electrons, streaming along as well. So the charged particles coming past the Earth are deflected by a magnetic field, but some particles, some electrons in our atmospheric atoms, especially the outer atmosphere, are stripped away in this solar wind. And I think that's why we get a positive charge on the atmosphere, because we've lost a few electrons. And I guess the lightning discharges between the atmosphere and the ground sort of locally redress that balance every so often. But it is very, very complicated, because we regard the Earth as electrically neutral. That's why you put an Earth wire to stop you getting electrical shocks. But it depends what your net positive or net negative charge is measured relative to.
Yeah.
So if you want a safe electrical current going from your socket to your toaster, you want it to be neutral relative to the environment around you, which is the ground. So although that is technically a negative charge relative to the cosmos, it's all the same charge level as your toaster. So you can touch it and get your toast out without getting a shock.
That is a very good idea. So basically, we can't Earth the Earth, though, can we? The planet Earth.
You could get a big wire and attach it to the Sun, I suppose, but I wouldn't recommend it.